The film will be televised by HBO in two parts. The audience sat down for a single four-hour showing on Friday and then gave a standing ovation to the two men who came forward with their stories. James Savchuk met Jackson when they appeared together in a Pepsi commercial in the 80s. Wade Robson was a five-year-old Australian dancing prodigy who came to the star's attention when Jackson toured that country. Filmmaker Dan Reed said although he doesn't usually work on show business topics, he wanted to take on the questions about Jackson that also surfaced in a 1994 case, which was settled, and a 2005 trial when he was acquitted. Reed was asked how he approached his two subjects.
I said, look, both of them had spoken to lawyers and spoken to therapists, and I said, look, you're speaking to the person in the street, the ordinary person, and just speak the story in the simplest way you can, in the most honest way you can. Don't worry about anything, any contradictions in it, any contradictory feelings you might have. Just tell it like it is, and that's what they both extraordinarily did over several days. I interviewed Wade for 3 days and James for 2 days, and then we did pick up interviews afterwards, and it just came out.
Wade Robson said they were not offered money to tell their story for the film. He said that aside from briefly meeting James when they were youngsters, they had not come together until the film came to Sundance.
It's just been incredible, you know. It's like we talked about in the film, it can be so isolating, you know. And it was all that we both wanted, you know, for the last however long it's been, 6 years or so, was just to talk, to communicate.
Both men filed separate lawsuits against Jackson's estate, but Robson said they did it to have a platform to tell their stories.
You know, we can't change what happened to us, and we can't do anything particularly about stopping Michael. I mean, he's dead. It's like that's gone, right? What happened happened. So the feeling is that what can we do with it now? How can we use this platform to tell the story? And hopefully it helps other survivors feel less isolated and something they can relate to and validates their story. And then, you know, one of my grandest hopes too is just raising awareness for parents, for teachers, for business leaders, anybody responsible for children, to try and prevent this from happening as much as possible.
Robson, who is now a well-known choreographer in the music industry, was asked what he would say to Jackson fans who have attacked the film.
I don't feel like there's anything that I need to say to them, except that I understand that it's really hard for them to believe. Because, in a way, not that long ago, I was in the same position they were. Even though it happened to me, I still couldn't believe it. And I still couldn't believe that what Michael did was a bad thing. Yeah. Up until, you know, whatever it was that I disclosed 6 years ago. You know, so I understand. And I don't know, we can only accept and understand something when we're ready. And maybe we'll never be ready, maybe we will. So that's their journey.
Security was heavy for the showing, including a canine unit in the Egyptian lobby. However, only a couple of protesters appeared on Main Street. A flyer they handed out said they came because Jackson was not there to defend himself and there are no laws to protect the dead against defamation. The flyer said, quote, "The two people featured in this film have already attempted to benefit financially through legal action and were denied by the courts due to lack of evidence and credibility," unquote. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothman.